This recording, Tennessee 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile, and in no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with the cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. She warned that the course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Hendersonville, Tennessee, at a hospital out in Hendersonville in Nashville. I grew up in Jolton. It's kind of the country area part of Nashville. Very rural. We had no neighbors growing up, so we were never like playing with the kids, your neighborhood kids. We were never allowed to ride our bikes everywhere because we were just at the creek all the time and playing out in the yard making mud pies. I guess I have 2 little nieces and a nephew that I love to play with all the time. And they have this sweet little elf on the shelf that comes to visit them at Thanksgiving, and he does little mischievous things. He's also Santa's little helper, so he will report to Santa how good the child has been. He likes to hang from the ceiling fan. He has hung from light fixtures. He has rolled the Christmas tree before. What else? He has made snow angels out of flour on the countertop in the kitchen. We always just kind of make a little fun thing for the kids about it. Once a week, he'll do something mischievous.